Would you have turned out to be a different person if you'd grown up with a name like Samson or Cleopatra? If you were willing to change your name, could you pick a name that would fit you better and more accurately match who you intend to be? If you had the option of choosing a spirit name, what would it be? One of the gifts of my Catholic childhood was my confirmation name. It was heady stuff to try to select a name matching all the sacred hope I felt at the time. I considered Bartholomew, maybe because of Bart Starr, but settled on Peter, the Rock. Big shoes to fill, but maybe that helped prompt the deep spiritual search that led me to Quakers as an adult. I was pretty young and inexperienced at the time that I chose my confirmation name, so I'm glad that I got the chance to do some more name selecting when I got older. One of the few times in our society that it is pretty typical to change names is when entering into marriage, and my wife and I-to-be sat down to pick out our new family name together. In my childhood, it would have been radical for a man to change his family name, though women do it all the time. Still, it's not so long ago that surnames were invented, mostly within the last 1,000 years. Jesus' last name was not Christ, and his middle initial was not H. He was called Jesus of Nazareth, or Jesus, son of Joseph. Think of Attila the Hun, Alexander the Great, and Moses. No last name. Over the last millennium, it became traditional, in some countries, to attach a family name based on some man in the lineage. Perhaps his first name, his job, his birthplace, etc. Hence, Johnson, Carpenter, or York, for example. But the point is that the names were all made up, and that all of a sudden, the identity of the family was based on that man's identity. Women and slaves both took the man's family name since, at the time, they were both property of the man. Times have changed. We've mostly gotten rid of the ownership of slaves and women, but the custom of naming for ownership still continues, as if a woman's identity still comes from her man. She is still Mrs., or maybe that's M.R. apostrophe S., historically. This was part of what led me to create a new family name in cooperation with my wife. I believe in radical equality between men and women, and that's one of the things that drew me to Quakers. Quakers have been practicing radical equality for more than 300 years, starting back when it was heresy to do so. Given my beliefs, it hardly seemed appropriate to keep to a custom rooted in male ownership of women and children. But I also wanted to take the opportunity to choose a name that would really fit us. I wasn't just discarding something outmoded. I wanted to embrace something to enrich my life and marriage. Part of Quaker practice is something called a clearness committee. A prospective couple meets with this committee seeking their way forward, so Sandra and I included our name search as part of our clearness process. There were lots of possibilities. The most common alternative, currently, is hyphenation, but that is an awkward solution at best, and it wouldn't have opened the door to spirit in the way that we wanted. We started imagining names that fit us. We decided that the central question was, who is God calling us to be as a family? It was not to be about my preferences or Sandra's preferences, but about a God's eye point of view. We thought of many amusing and profound possibilities, but after much reflection, we settled on Helpsmeet. Why Helpsmeet? It's an older version of the word helpmate, used in the 1600s. George Fox, the founder of Quakers, used it in one of his epistles. In the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve were helpsmeet, one to the other, in service of the holy things. You could also write help, apostrophe S, meet, or the meeting place of help. That seemed a strong and a sacred base for a marriage, and Sandra and I found clearness in it. But the general issue is simply one of speaking truth instead of mechanically repeating the words that get passed to us. Could there be a more central place to speak the truth than in naming of ourselves as individuals, partners, or communities? When we wrestle with God, we sometimes come out the other end with a new identity, like when Jacob became Israel. What is the name at your very center, where you are known in completeness?